having said that, I will add now that it almost makes no difference for the following reason. Because if we follow, you know, everybody knows Chazanish, big shir, big joke, right? And it's really the Chazanish's kazayis is not all that big. I saw in a sefer that the stipler said that the Chazanish ate matzah, the size, and the hand matzah we're talking, the size from the wrist, like this hand without the thumb. This is how much matzah he ate for his big kazayis, this much. That's not all that big. Estimates in Sfarim are, it's very hard to tell an estimate. You see, by a machine matzah, it's much easier than a hand matzah, because kazayis is a measurement of volume, and they always give you grams, which is a measurement of weight. And, you know, it's just not the same. It's not always convertible. Different kinds of matzahs will have different thicknesses, thinnesses, whole wheat matzah, this matzah, that matzah. It's the same thing with challah, by the way. Realize that the shear of challah is a shear of volume, and they always tell you how many pounds of flour. So, right, we'll save that for another time. Anyway, so it's a volume of, it's a measurement of volume, and so in a hand matzah, which is uniform, a half a matzah is certainly your big kazayas, and in a machine matzah, which is uniform, it's a half a matzah, and the best estimate for a hand matzah, of course it depends, it's all different sizes, but we'll say a quarter matzah. The stipler said this much. This is how much the Chazanish ate. This much. Now, why do I say, so having said what I said about the two kazesim is only the person with the three matzahs, but it really doesn't make a difference. Why? In the end of result of how much matzah you're eating, it shouldn't make a difference at all. What do I mean? Simple. Let's say we follow the Mishnah Berurah's psak, that for a dioraisa, you should follow the Chazanish Shiurim. It's called the Chazanish Shiurim. It's not really the Chazanish, but he popularized it and made it standard Chumrah life. Yeah. So for a dioraisa, you should follow that, the Mishnah Berurah paskins. For a Drabbanan, you don't have to. If we follow that psak, so what turns out is like this. The people that are eating only a kazayas, as I just called it, because they don't have three matzahs, but that's a dioraisa. They're doing the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So they'll eat the big kazayas. The person with the three matzahs who's eating one from the top, one from the middle, that's not a dioraisa. That inyan of eating one from the top, one from the bottom, which I'm not going into the reason now, you'll see the Mishnah Berurah if you want, but that's certainly not a dioraisa dikka reason. When you see the reason, you'll realize at most, I wouldn't even call it a drabbanon, but it's certainly not stronger than a drabbanon. It's not a dioraisa reason. So really, if you follow the Mishnah Berurah psak, you would eat a small kazayas from the top matzah, a small kazayas from the middle matzah, while the people eating only one kazayas, quote unquote, because they don't have three matzahs, but they're eating a big kazayas, which is twice the size of the small kazayas. So really, everyone ends up eating the same amount if you follow the Mishnah Berurah psak of a big kazayas for Dioraisa and a small kazayas for Drabbana. But just to realize the concept is one kazayas, the mitzvah is one kazayas. The Mishnah Berurah's cheshbon of two kazesim is for a person eating, having three matzahs. And the same with the afikoman. If you follow the minhag that you eat two kazesim by afikoman, one for the afikoman and one for the matzah that was eaten together with the Korban Pesach, I'm sorry, one for the zecher la Korban Pesach and one for the zecher la matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach. But again, it's too small kazesim. You don't have to eat two big kazesim. If you follow the Mishnah Berurah's psak, that inyan of eating two kazesim by the afikoman is only a dirabonon at most, if we could even call it that. So it would be too small kazesim. So again, you're back to the one big kazayas. So if you want to be frum, really, you would eat a big kazayas no matter what, no matter how you slice it. Pardon the expression. We're not slicing lots, all right? No matter how you slice it, you'll end up eating one big kazayas for achilas matzah, a small kazayas for korech, because that's not a dioraisa to go eat now korech. You're not doing a dioraisa. That's the rabbonah. You already ate your matzah. So you'll eat a big kazayas for matzah, a small kazayas for korech, and again a big kazayas for afikoman, even if you want to do the minhag of two, or you can get away with one small kazayas for afikoman, because it's also the rabbonah. So you're not really, you don't really have to get out the prune juice for the first night. You really don't. Now, ideally, you're supposed to swallow the whole matzah at once. No one's doing that. Kedei Achilas Pras, I think it's well known, it should be between 2 and 4 minutes, maybe stretch it to 9 minutes. If you are leading the Seder, one more point, then we'll be up to the 60-second mark. If you are leading the Seder, I have found the best thing to do is give out the matzah before you go wash. You'll take from the center plate, you know, that has the matzah. Give out everybody their matzah before they wash. Then you'll make motzi matzah. Then you can give very quickly. There doesn't have to be a hefsek, or you're ruining the kedei achilas pras, or there's hesach hadas. You want to give everybody from the matzah upon which the bracha was made. There is such an inyan taka. So you give them a very small piece, and that takes very quick. You just give everyone a very, very small piece of matzah because they already have their matzah in front of them from the center plate. Because anyway, they're not going to eat their whole shear from the matzah that you have in front of you. So the best way is to give it out before you go wash. Okay.
This is a big fact, right?
The stipler said that the Chazon Ish ate this much matzah. From a hand matzah. That he followed the Chazon Ish. He had to. It's a half of a big kazayas. The Achronim give their best estimate as a half a machine matzah and a quarter of a hand matzah. But the quarter hand matzah is very subjective because every hand matzah is a different size.
Yeah, but
that's the big kazayas. Half of that. Small kazayas is half a big kazayas. Yeah. You ever see an olive? I mean, come on.